Jay, you are one of the three new field outreach ministers for the Iowa Annual Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Remind us where you were before you joined that staff.
Sure. Before becoming on the conference staff as a field outreach minister, I served in southwest Iowa in Sidney, Thurman, and Riverton. And I was down in that neck of the woods for 6 years and stepped into this position after leading a vital merger of two congregations and dealing with a tornado and some flood recovery. So it was a busy several years while we were there.
Yeah. And before that, you were
a
newspaper publisher.
Yeah, there was a couple churches in between that, but before I went to seminary, we published newspapers and edited newspapers in northwest Iowa, in Sac County mostly.
Yeah, yeah. What led you to move from newspaper publisher to publisher of the Good News?
Sure. Well, you know, I've always met a lot of pastors who used to be teachers and a lot who used to be social workers. I haven't met that many who used to be newspaper folks. But, you know, the short answer is, you know, God called me into this like he did all of us. But early on, I got into lay speaking, leading in a variety of ways the local church, as did my wife, Amy, who's also a pastor. And she started experiencing a call before I did. And she said, let's go to seminary. At the time, I owned part of a business. We owned our house. It just wasn't going to work. I said, we can't do that. And we looked at ways maybe where she could go to seminary and I'd stay put. We didn't have any kids yet then. And neither of us thought that was a good way to go. And so I kept going with lay speaking. We put that aside for about 9 months. And in October of 2000 at Charge Conference, our district superintendent, having no idea about these contemplations, preached this sentence in her sermon. She said, you know, you can always find an excuse not to do what God calls you to do. But when you take the first step, all the questions have a way of disappearing. And so we looked at each other and said, oh, nuts.
Sounds like it was a message directed right to you.
Yeah, and that was Darlene Baum-Demmel. And so she's had a special place in our hearts since then. And we told her that story several years later. She had no idea. And so that led us very quickly into seminary. And as soon as we made the decision to go to seminary, we found out our first child was coming along.
Okay.
And so we had both of our kids while we were in seminary. So that was an exciting time.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you've moved from three congregations and vital merger and dealing with natural disaster to being part of the ministry team on the South Central District.
Yes. I'm working on the South Central District. We have a great team down there. We enjoy working together. We have a great diversity of churches within our district. So on the north edge of our district, we get a little closer to Des Moines and get some of that dynamics. And then there's some great folks on the southern edges of our district that have a great way of life that is different. And so it's a diversity that is rich and rewarding. People who work hard and love their families and their churches and their communities. So that's a great atmosphere to come into.
So you have rural, and then you have county seat.
Yeah, we
and then some larger communities.
Yeah, and not too many very large communities, but a few larger ones. I work with a lot of very small churches. I haven't looked at the exact numbers, but I'm guessing a third of our churches or more in our district probably are less than 20 in worship. Helping those churches to understand that they're valuable, that God is working in them, that God is doing things in and through them is important, just like God does in the medium-sized churches and the large-sized churches. And so part of what I do as a field outreach minister is help people understand, you know what, you're doing good things. Let's figure out what we can do more of to engage that process.
All right. Tell me a little bit more about what a field outreach minister does.
Sure. Well, I've kind of described it like this. I think if you imagine ministry as a river or a stream, it's the field outreach minister's job, in my perspective, to help discover where that current is, right, and then to help us float into that current, to move with what God's trying to do. I went whitewater rafting one time, and this stuck with me. The guy who taught us said, you're going to fall in the water. So that's part of this. When you fall in the water, not if, when you fall in the water, lift up your feet, right, so you don't get caught, and go with the flow, go with the river, go with where God's leading. But if you don't lift your feet up, then this is where you get into troubles because you hit snags. And so part of what I think my job is to help churches and pastors and everybody I can lift their feet up, find that current to see where God is leading us, and then learn to swim with that current rather than fighting against it.
Giving more detail to that metaphor, mm-hmm. What are some of the kind of tasks that you've been called upon to do in these couple of months that you've been
sure.
at FOM?
Well, a lot of what I've been doing the last few months is simply sitting down with churches and pastors and hearing their stories, which is great as a former newspaper reporter. You know, that's what I did. So this time, though, I could engage on a personal level and not necessarily be worried about taking notes and writing a story down, but just hearing the work that God has been doing in their midst and through their midst, and, you know, also hearing some of their concerns and struggles. But reminding them that God is still God, and God is working through these churches and these communities to do amazing things. And so I was honored and blessed by that, to hear those stories. I just met a woman the other day who had been a member of her little church. There was about 20 people there for 72 years. And she'd been in the same spot, and she sat in the same pew for 72 years. And she loved that place, but also understands that we're there to help introduce the gospel to the people and to the world around us, and that's a real powerful thing.
Looking ahead in the course of this year, what are some of the ebbs and flows that you would imagine to be part of
sure.
an FOM year?
Well, right now we're getting geared up, as a lot of churches are, for our charge conference season. I haven't experienced that yet, except as a pastor, and I know how busy it was as a pastor just doing one charge conference. Mm-hmm. And then talking to my colleagues, I know that's really a marathon between now and basically the end of November, between our charge conferences and the professional interviews and those kind of things that other FOMs are doing. So that's kind of a real busy time. I'm told that previously that busy times during the church year like December are very slow for us, and so I'm actually looking forward to feeling what that's going to feel like. It's going to be a little unusual.
Now, there are 8 field outreach ministers.
Mm-hmm.
One part of the ministry team of each of the 8 districts.
Mm-hmm.
My sense is that you have a camaraderie among the 8 of you as field outreach ministers.
Yeah, they are a wonderfully diverse, supporting, talented group of people. And so every time I sit down with them, I look around the room and say, you know, I'm really humbled to be counted among this group. None of us do the job the same. We all come with a little bit different perspective, a different angle, a different way of engaging our churches and our congregations and working as part of our teams, and that's actually celebrated. That's a good thing. It's not a cookie-cutter approach. And so it's freeing for me to be told, look, we'll help you, we'll support you, but this is you. So you figure out how you're going to do this job and let us know what you need to support to be supported. And that's a very wonderful thing, to know that there's those resources and that support around the table. And every one of the other 7 field outreach ministers has a different gift, but are all equally gifted in the level of those gifts that they bring to that team. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.